רמב"ן וצ"ז רב. ובסקרונה מחסן והולך. ובסקרונה, so you cover over the tefillin and you leave them. I have a time, ובסקרונה מוליכים פחס פחס מהבעמוס. ובברייסטן says that בסקרונה, you מוליך them פחס פחס מהבעמוס, you don't put them on. אמרה, לא קשה. הבסקרונה סנוחרי, הבסקרונה סליסטן. Depends what kind of sakana. If it's a sakana because of goyim, so then what's it called? You have to ask you the sakana. So big lulim. Oh, it's just before. Malichim kulam pachas midal ramos. Kodesh shagil arbaamos yamad lafush v'chozer v'cholech pachas mi arbaamos. The chain tell me the half to kazim the havi akira v'anocha the ain kan havor arbaamos yachad. Rashi explains that the pachas midal ramos. You don't make an Akira Anocha after Dalet Amos, but you stop before Dalet Amos, and each time you're making an Akira Anocha for less than Dalet Amos. The Sakonis Obek Lulim, the Mavazul Ula Tfilin Molichim. Where the Goyim are going to be Mavazul Ula Tfilin, so you can't just cover them over and leave them there, because they'll come and desecrate them. So then you carry them less than Arba Amos. The Sakonis Listin, Yisrael, the Kati, and Yeshua Momo, but if they're Jewish ganovim who may kill you for your money, but they won't desecrate tefillin, so then you cover them and leave them there. There's no danger that they're going to get desecrated. Amale Abaye, the Mayakin tefillin as nisim. How did you set up the Mishnah? The Sakonis Ol Dekochan. The Mishnah says that you are molech them. What's it called? The Rashi says the girsa is not. The Rashi says the girsa we have is not not right. Really, b'mayo kintamas is the sakonis listin. So I'm a sefer. The pshimin omer noson lechadero vechadero lechadero. Right. B'chor if we're talking about listin, right. So why would Reb Shimon, let's see the Rashi, because Rashi, the girsa we have in the Gemara, doesn't fit. Rashi explains what it is, and he says another girsa. Hachi garsinan, b'mayo kimtum asnisim, b'sakonis listim, ema sefer, kivin to listim lo mevazelahu, since listim will not desecrate the tefillin, amaykom azalza Reb Shimon b'sur the shabza kulehai. The question is, why is Reb Shimon hold that if it's only sakonis listim, does he permit you to make a line of people and hand them from one to the other? Right, b'chora, that's a zilzul in covered Shabbos. Everybody carrying so many people doing something that normally is awesome at the rabbanon. Koshkein, high koshkein, the other of Shimon Gria, right, the Shimon's even worse than the case of what's it called, molech pachas pachas mi'arba amos. That's only one person doing it. Here you have a whole line of people doing it. So if it's only sakonis listin, and it's only that's and that when you cover it, and sakonis ovikochavim, that's when you carry it pachas pachas midal ramas, then why would Shimon be matter by sakonis listin to what's it called to hand it one person to the other? It's even worse than carrying it pachas midal ramas. The ikar zilzul Shabbos tvei the avshe milsa. And it's more of a zilzul in Shabbos because it's more public because a lot of people are involved. The Hanach Gavrei, the Mekilin and Kulei Hai B'Shabsa. So many people being makel and carrying, even though it's a permissible way, but normally it'd be awesome at the Rabbanah to do that. B'Shabsa. The Kis is the Tanakama, or they're better just to cover it over. Since we're only talking about Sakonis listing, why would Reb Shimon be matter to do something that's even worse than carrying it pachas midal ramas? And the Tanakama holds that since it's only Sakonis listim, not Sakonis goyim, now you just cover it over. Lashon Acher, the Iker, there's another dear Sarashi says, and this is the Iker one. The Lola Shabbos Hasvarim, Masnisim the Sakonis Ovei Kochavim, Shigazru Shmad Shalo Yanichu Tfilin. Right, the Sakonis Ovdei Kochavim is not because we're afraid they're going to desecrate the tefillin. The Goyim made a takana that you're not allowed to wear a tefillin. So it's impossible to put them on because Sakonis Kochavim. If they catch you with tefillin on, they'll kill you. The Hayu v'Sakona Mechasim v'Holichlo Akula Masnisim Koi. The Sakona is not talking where you're going to leave the tefillin there. It's talking on the whole Mishnah that you can't wear the nafila one pair because it's sakonis nefashis. The hachikomer with the sakana shem yimtzu biyodo or yishom le malchus yehorig vein ma'at ben svasim mechasim betalisa. So if it's a tziman sakana when the guy who made a gzerish can't wear tefillin, so then none of these eitzes are okay. Then just leave them there, cover them and go. There shouldn't be that much of a bizoyin, but you're not bechuy to put yourself in a sakonis nefashis to get the tefillin out of bizoyin. Uminichem sham v'holichlo. V'lo yezizam. Misham shem yargishu bo v'yishchai v'malchus. You shouldn't move them bechlal in any way. Because maybe they'll find out and they'll kill you for wearing tefillin or even for having anything to do with tefillin. The brisa that says your molech pachas midal adamas, the listim of the avazor, not Jewish listim, but goyish listim. Not that it's sakana to wear them or to deal with them. It's just that if you leave them there, they're going to get desecrated. The asefa koy, the tani machshich aleim umadiyan of the sakonis listim shuyar lahachshich sham. If there's listim in the area, so you're afraid to stay there till it gets dark, and then take them in. Then Malichim Pachas Vidal Hamas. Can't leave them there. There's no Sakana to take them away, right? And you can't wear them. There's too many to wear till Shabbos is over. So then carry them less than Vidal Hamas. V'lo Yamichim Sham. Shlo Yizazu Alistim Bohem. Don't leave them there because the Goyish Alistim will desecrate them. But you're afraid to stay there because there's Goyish Alistim around the area. So then carry them pachas midal adamas. So now comes out the Mishnah that says that Mechasa is talking to Sakonis Ovdi Kochavim. So Yishchai v'malchus. Sakonis Ovdi Kochavim means that the guy who made a gzera that you're not allowed to wear tefillin, punishable by death. Ema Sefer, then look at the Sefer. The Koshkein Dav Shemilsa. But Shimon says in that case, which we said is Sakonis Ovdi Kochavim, they made a gzera not to wear tefillin. Then what should you do? Handed one person to the other. So now more people are going to do sakonis nefashis. It's surely going to be known by something that's public. So here, how could you do that? If you're afraid that the goyim will find out that you had dealings with tefillin and they'll come and kill you, how could Reb Shimon say, hand it to your friend or whatever, get a whole line of people, that it surely should become known to the government? The Koshkin Dav Shemilsa, not because of the Yisr Shabbos like the first Yisr, but because the Yishom Malchus Yosher Mishim Machnis and Zug Zug Omach Shechalein, right? It's going to be worse if you do this. The government will find out for sure better than if you bring them in one pair at a time or whatever. The Zeikr Midloga Asin Bereisha Koshkin Dav Shemilsa the Shabbos. Since it doesn't say over here that Kol Shekein it's not good because it's even more of a zilzal of Shabbos, it's mashma the Avsha Milsa has nothing to do with the Yisra Shabbos, it has to do with the fact that it's more of a sakana. Kidigarsina b'seifa, mechlau the high Avsha the Milsa, lava zilzule the Shabbos kofit, ela sakonis nefashis kofit. Okay. So that's the girsa that Rashi says the Iker. So now we go over again. Omle abayev amayel kimtel masnisen. Right, the sakonis listim. The Mishnah is talking whether it's just listim, and you're afraid to stay there till it gets dark. Ema sefer of Shimon Omer knows mechaveru vechaveru vechaveru kol shkein da'av shemilsa, and that what's it called that you're going to be more of a problem if the government finds out. How could he say you could do that? Right? There's something missing. Should say, when do we say that? That's the sakonis of the kochavim. The sakonis listim, then you take it pachas midal adamas. Okay. Reb Shimon Omer, nos mechaveru. Reb Shimon says, if you give it to you one person, to another whole line of people, each one less than four amas away from the other one. But my kumifligay, what's the machlokis, whether it's better to take pachas midal adamas, or better to take a line of people? Here's what Rashi was saying. Here it says, it's better to carry it, one person, less than Arba'amos, than to make a whole line, because it's more of a zilzul in Shabbos. But here it mentions Shabbos specifically. In the first case, it didn't say Shabbos. There it's because the government's going to find out. If you have a lot of people, so each one remember that you can't be Mechal Shabbos. But if you have only one person who's taking it less than Arba Amos, there are greater chances that he'll forget and end up carrying it the full Arba Amos will be Mechal Shabbos. Rashi, V'chein b'no, b'no my boy Hossam. What's a kid doing in the field that you have to bring him home? Why did he get there? Today, Menashe Tani, B'shiel Dosso Imo B'Sod, he's talking where he was born in the field. Umay Afilu Hein Meya, what does it mean if there's 100 people? Bring him into the city. Even though handing him from person to person is not healthy for the kid, he's being handled too much, a newborn child, still it's better to do that, since it's not a sakana for the child, not going to get sick, it's just not good for him, than carrying him pachas me'arba amas. So as machlokas we've shown him, whether this is only mutter, where it's a tzorech gadol, like the kid was born in the field, then they were matter this. Or it's mutter, this is the case, what the kid was doing there. But for any case, you carry you have your kid in the, you're walking with him and he throws a tantrum, and he won't walk. So then this is also mutter, even the dover ishus. That's how the Rambam holds, that's the taka of Rabbi Paskin. That even if the dover ishus, you can do this if it's necessary. Rav Yehuda omer no sin olim chodes, but leshlei Rav Yehuda, Chodishman, we know. I forgot the kashli. Rashi shematalkinos from yad liyad. Passing the kid from hand to hand is not good for the kid. Rav Yehuda omer noshin olim lechodis. Wrestling Rav Yehuda chodishman a behem of akel and karagli a bailin. What was the mission say? A person can give his friend a barrel of water. Rav Yehuda omer noshin olim lechodis lechadero 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 to make this line of people even chutz lechutz. The Chora doesn't get Yehuda hold that the, what's it called, the Hema of Akelin for Ragli Abayla. The Chora, how can you take a Chodesh that belongs to somebody with water in it and take it out of the Tchum? The Chora, you're taking it out of the Tchum of the Abayla. Omer Eish Nachish Mishum Levi Saba Tachat Mayashkinan B'ma'orim Mechodesh Lechodesh. Rav Yehuda Tamei the Omer Mayim Main Boy Mamesh. It's not talking where you're handing the barrel from person to person. Because on the barrel, whoever owns the barrel, it can only go as far as his tchum. Can't go out of the tchum. It's talking that they pour from one barrel into another. So each barrel is in the tchum of the person who is makabalic, and the original water, there's no problem. Because if you would have hold, that water is in Bomamish, and therefore there's no issue of taking water chutz l'tchum. Okay, Dishnan, where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that water is ein bo mamish? Rabbi Yehuda polter b'mayim mish ein bo mamish. Right? What's the case? The case is that a woman has water and she gives it to her neighbor to what's it called to make dough. So the water belongs to one person, the dough, and the flour to another person. So the Tanakhama says you can't take that dough more than when both of these people can go. So if one made an Eruv to the north and the other one made an Eruv to the south, right, you can't take it to the north more than the south person can go, and not to the south more than the north person can go. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. By the water is no problem because we don't count the water at all. The flour is the ikar, the water is bottle, and you can take it wherever the person who owns the flour could go. Even if the person with the water couldn't go there. Umay lo shahalech zu lo yahalech ma shebizu. The Chorah it says, don't take this, right? The Chorah this is the barrel. The Mishumim, don't take what's inside this. Yosem yiragli habayel, right? The okay. So Mara says now, Amar Rashi. Ragli Abayin, Shashoa, Olokeach Behemo, Kale, Nichavero, Beyonter, Eno Yachol Alicho, El Mokum Shabazim Arishonim, Mutarim Leilasha, Im Irv Lutzafon, Loyalicho Zeladoro. You can't take something that belongs to somebody farther than their tchum. So why over here are you allowed to take the barrel out of the tchum? Mechavish lechavish, Vashniya Shalom. No, each one has their own barrel, and their barrel can go outside of the tchum of the first guy, but it's within their tchum. And they're pouring the water from one barrel to the other. V'cheino satami. V'kanei meforish ma'ilu sahalich zu. The Russian is not good. This can't go. What do you mean lo sahalich zu? The barrel's not going anywhere. It's a new barrel every time. Ein boi mamash likno shvisa itzo baleya. Water is not called the shvisa by the owner. Harishon, b'chol adam mutar lichon kol hakol. Anybody can take the water wherever he's allowed to go. So chutz l'tchum means from the first guy, even though this guy is not chutz l'tchum for him. Poter b'mayim, tuksayu b'perik basa b'beyer. A woman borrowed water, salt, and spices for her pot or for her dough. So the Tanakhama says that dough can't go wherever either one can go, because part of it belongs to this one, part of it belongs to that one. So you can't take this part out of the other one's tchum. And you can't take the other part out of this one's tchum. Ein ha'isa holecha shalomachim shishtei mutar shleil sham. Tim ir v'zul etzaf v'zul etarom. Ein le'isa zazen in koma. But if this one made an eruv at the end of the 2,000 amas to the north, so they lost completely to the south. And the other one made an eruv 2,000 amas to the south. They lost completely to the north. So you can't move the dough anything more than the city itself. Can't move it an inch, not to the north, not to the south. The fish ain't the zoo shall talk and I feel amachas bedorah. The honey meal is a nice new eruv and the soap al pari. That's only if they put their eruv at the end of 2,000 amas. The Behuda poter ramayim, and then the what's it called, the Mishnah says, the Behuda says water doesn't count. She ain't balas amayim or seris or balas a kemach klo. The ikur is the kemach. And wherever the woman who made the kemach made an eruv, you can take the dough to there because the water doesn't count. Umay lo tahalach zu, or Rabbi Yehuda nami b'chavis lo ka'omar diachol echavis lahalach yosim ragli abalim dok mina masnisim b'mar mechavis lechavis. Right? They're saying now that you're not carrying this chavis at all. Each chavis is staying where it was. You're just moving the water. So why does they say in the Mishnah? What's the zoo? Even Rabbi Yehuda holds the barrel can't go. Barrel can keep moving. Each person has his barrel, and you're just moving the water. So what does it mean? This can't, right? This can't go. It's not this. It says, read Elav Masha Besoch said. What's inside this? What's inside the barrel can't go more. The water is choshu. And it's only Lefi, Ragli, Habaylin, and whoever owned the water to begin with, it can't go out of his tchum. That's what the Chacham called. Okay? Where it says, Eim ha d'shamasle Rabbi Yehuda hecha d'bliyam b'isa. Hecha d'shma b'nai d'shamasle. When did Rabbi Yehuda say the water is Eim bo mamish, if you mix it with flour, and it's not nicker, you can't see the water anymore. Then the flour is the ikur, the water is bottle, and you can carry the isha to wherever the woman who owned the flour can go. But that's because the water you can't see, and it's bottle in the isha. But if you have water by itself, the Yehuda didn't say that water stam is nechashir. That water is not called a shvisa. Right? Water says, no, hashtag the kederom, Rabbi Yehuda lo batli. They now you batli. Right, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds, that if you have water in a pot with food, and you can see the water, right? You have eggs mixed with water or cereal mixed with water, then the water is also significant, and you can't carry that pot with the water in it more than the place where the people with the salad or the liquid can go, because you can see the water. So Kolshkein, the Kolshkein, if the water is not even mixed in with anything else, it's just by itself that the Yehuda would hold that it has a din of a Tum. The Tanya, the Yehuda Omer, Mayim Umelach, Betelim Beisa, Veim Betelim Bekdera, Mitnei Rotva. When is water bottle in flour where you can't see it anymore? But if you put water in a pot together with other things, right, if you cook up meat in water, you can see the gravy, you can see the water. So there you can't, what's it called, you can't carry the water farther than the person who's tum it. It's not doesn't exist. It's bottle in the Issa. So here you have water in a bucket, kolshkein to kolshkein, that the water in the bucket you can't carry more than Ela Marava, Hacha Bechavi Shekonsa Shvisa, Umayim Shelo Konsa Shvisa. We're talking about a barrel that Taka belonged to somebody when Shabbos came in, and therefore it has his tum, but the, what's it called, the Mayim was not Konsa Shvisa. It was water that was flowing or whatever, nobody was hefker. Askir. The butla chavis lagavi mayim. So now the chavis, even though normally the chavis is what's it called, wouldn't be allowed to be taken outside the tomb of the person who owned it when Shabbos came in, but the chavis is butla lagavi mayim. Because you can't have the water without the chavis. So the chavis is mishamish, the water becomes like part of the water, and since the water doesn't have any tum, because it was hefker, neither does the chavis. Kedishnan, hamotzi hachai, benita, potter, afalamita, in beshamita, tfelala, hamotzi ochlin, pochish mikashir, bechli, potter, afalakli, and beshakli, tofala. If you carry a living person who you're not chayiv on, because chay no seis atzmo, and he's in a bed, you put her on the bed, because the bed's bottled to the person, and the person, there's no din of hotzo. Same thing with ochlin, that are less than a shear, and they're in a kli. So the, what's it called? The, you're bottled even on the kli, because the ochlin are bottled to the kli. And even though it's here, it's also mit the rabbanon, right? By the tum, by the water, it's even better. Because you could have food outside the kli, but you can't have the water outside the chavis. Without the chavis containing it, the water would be all over the floor. The food you could carry by itself. So they ushered what's called midrabanan. Now shaking, the water becomes mamish like the chavis becomes mamish like the water, because you can't have the water without the chavis holding it. So mela, the chavis is bottled completely to the water. And it's mutter even midrabanan. Rashi. Mipnei rotva shenikr. Because when Rav Yehuda holds where the water is nikr, it's not bucket. V'im yishiv amayim l'ktei rasa arikar aglishteya. And even Rav Yehuda agrees that somebody borrowed water to cook up meat, you can't carry that dish farther than the tum of both of them. Mayim shlo kamu shvisa shenismalu hayomi mayim hanoveya. They were filled up on Shabbos from a stream that's a spring. So they were never kona shvisa. Omin anor, tetanya, naros hamoshvin, umayonos hanovim, harien karagli kolada. Tosha says karagli kolada means according to the first person who gets it. And others hold it means, it right it holds, that it never gets any shvisa. Since when Shabbos came in, it was basically hefker, it remains like that, and anybody who is Zoche isn't Zoche in it to make it his tum. Even Tosfos says, if they weren't Mechavim, to what's it called, to be Zoche in them, just to pass them on, just to drink whatever they have, and to pass on the rest, and they weren't Mechavim to be called that, then Enochanami, you could carry it according to whoever has it at that moment. Okay. Moshav Rav Yosef. So that's what we're saying. We're saying now the barrel Enochanami belonged to somebody, the water didn't, and the barrel's bottled to the water, and therefore you'll have to take the barrel out of the tum too. Moshav Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bishayora, no sinodim chavish lechadero, dechadero lechadero. Bishayora yin, shalom bishayora lo. Mashma only by a shayora where they matter to pass the barrel from one to the other. But not stam in a regular situation.
Rashi, Bishayora. No, but the Chodesh the Gabayu, the Neshi Tveil Olehem. The Chodesh is Mishamish the water. So it's bottled to the water. The Rabbanim Pligi Lememer, the Lo Tachalav Zu, the Lo Bottle Gabayu. And the Rabban say no. The Chodesh is not bottled to the water of Gabi Tchum. They were machma more by Tchum than by Hotsah. Potter Afalamita, oh, Potter Lachai, the Kaimalon Chai Nosi Asatzma. Bishayora, Shechom Sevabika, Shanusimeh. You have a what's it called, a caravan, and they're in a Carmelis and a Bika, right, and they're Anusim, Shein Lemayim. So, Rabbanim did Tibakul. There the Rabbanim said that the Chavis is bottled to the water, and you can carry it even Chutz Shetchum. Right, or you can carry it, what's it called, since it's bottled. The water itself had no tchum. The Gemara says, but not in a regular case. Abaye Omar, Elar of Yosef, Kitznam Namim Basnisim Veshayara and Echanami. Amish is talking by a caravan situation. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says is mutter. That's the way he said the case, that you could pass the chavis from one to the other. Tznam, Abaye Omar, Veshayara, Afilu Chavis Shekonsa Shvisa. And the buyer said no. That which it says is mutter b'shayara is even if the water belonged to somebody and the barrel belonged to somebody. Then Rabbi Yehuda's mutter to take it even chutz l'tchum. As Lamaisa said, they're in a situation where there's no other eitzah. There they were mutter even to take it chutz l'tchum. But shelo b'shayara chavis shekonsa shvisa umayim shelo konu shvisa. But if it's Shalom Shayara, there, even if the Chavis was Kone Shvisa, as long as the water didn't have any Tchum, you can carry it outside the Tchum. Because then we say the Chavis is bottled to the water. But we don't allow you to take a Chavis that's not bottled to the water, when the water also is as a Tchum, unless it's a Shayara. Vashi Omar, Hacha the Chavis to Hefker, Eskim. It's talking about Chavis that was Hefker. Umayim the Hefker, Eskim. Man Amrulo, Rabbi Yochanan Nurihi. Who's the one who said the Amrulo is not the Chachamim? Because if it's Hefker, the Hefze Hefker are not called Nishvisa. Everybody shows it's okay to take out of the Tchum, because there is no Tchum. Rabbi Yochanan Nurihi is the one who said it's Asher. Why? The Omar, Hefze Hefker, called Nishvisa. Umaylo Shachalech Zu Yosem Iragli Abalim, Lo Yahalchu Eilu Yosem Ikeilin, Sheishlen Bailim. These things, which are hefker, can't go more than if they would have a bialim, wherever they were. When Shabbos came in, that's where they're combing their tchum, and they have a tchum. There's no such thing as hefker not having a tchum. But that's Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Rabbi Yehuda held, and the Chacham hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that chetzi hefker not kol nishvisa, and therefore, if the barrel was hefker, and the water was hefker, you can take it wherever you want. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, the Perek Mishnah Tziyu, where he says over there that Chetzi Hefker are called Nishvisa.